Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Igniters, Stacey Hausch is a speaker, educator, author, and lover of life. Stacey is a free spirit who is affectionately known as the Game Changer, an earth healer, a heart healer, a lover of life, and who raises the vibration of love to help as many people as possible to live passionate, purpose-filled lives, and awaken the planet and enable the divine purpose of the universe to unfold. That is her purpose for being here. Stacey is also a social entrepreneur, 1 million women ambassador and a change maker. A woman who puts her heart and soul into everything she does. A woman who loves people and loves life. Hi, Stacey. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
I would love to get started. I'm sure the listeners would like us to get started too.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Right now, I'm working on a project called 1000 Ripple Effects. And there's a couple of aspects to this. First of all, primarily, it's a book. And there will be 1000 people each sharing a story. And we're going to create 1,000 ripple effects right across the world. And the overriding theme of this book is, what advice do you give the 15 to 21-year-olds who are making that really important and very significant transition from child to adult? Because they're stepping into the man that they're going to be right now, and they're stepping into the woman that they're going to be. They're taking a stand for what's important to them and what do they value in life. And they're coming into their purpose and really expressing their purpose and their mission for being here and where they fit in this world. And so what I'm wanting to do is gather as much advice as I possibly can for these kids who are making this transition.
Wow, I love that. That sounds fantastic. What got you onto this mission?
Oh, this is a little bit of a, this is my purpose. Okay, when I was very, very little, I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I had a very strong, very clear vision given to me because I was sitting on my lounge room floor at the time. And what came to me is that I'm a mum to all those kids out there in the world, and I was going to build safe homes and safe schools for these kids everywhere, all around the world. And how I came to doing the 1000 Ripple Effects book is, I have been a mum to over 30 kids, well over 30 kids, and I've been answering their questions, giving them guidance, helping them with life questions. And I thought about this and I went, if I've been helping all of these kids, maybe there's like thousands or millions of kids out there who've got the same questions. And I realized that there was, and I went, well, how can I reach them? How can I get to all these kids and help answer all of these questions? And I thought, well, what if I put a book together? And don't ask me where this thought came from, because it was just a thought that popped into my head of 1,000 people writing 1,000 stories, creating 1,000 ripple effects right across the world. I went, okay, let's just do it, because it was like very divinely guided. It was like a divine vision that had really come through, and I really understood that this was my purpose for really being here in the world. And I said, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I've started it, and we've got well over 300 authors so far, and I've got to get the other 640 of them. And I went, okay, I can do this. We've come this far. I can keep going.
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic. That's it's a lot when you think about it, 1,000, isn't it? So that's actually fantastic that you're nearly halfway.
Almost. So I'm quite excited by this. And I'm actually very excited about the people coming into the book, because every time somebody comes into the book, I give them a quick phone call and say, hi, welcome. Welcome to 1000 Ripple Effects and thank you for being an author. And I always ask about them. I ask about who they are as a person and what story they're going to be writing for the book. And the stories that are coming in are absolutely fantastic. I am so blown away and humbled at the same time at the magnitude of advice that is really coming forward for these kids. It is going to be a spectacular book. It really is going to be a spectacular book. And what I plan to do with this is actually, so the book is due on the 1st of November 2018, okay? Yeah. And once that book is ready for release to the public, I will be doing a world tour and I'll be going into every country. We're going to create a 1000 Ripple Effects TV show as well, where we showcase the authors, talk to some of the people who received the book and connect the people with their communities. So the authors themselves will be given a platform to talk about their own message. They'll be able to talk about what they're here to do, what their business is, what drives them, what's their purpose. And we're going to really connect them with their own audience and their own community, so that people know that this is who I can go to get help from. Mm.
Yeah, that's huge, isn't it? And are you having any challenges getting it out there, like trying to get authors, or you're finding that people are just really generous with their time and they're coming in quite, you know, thick and fast?
I'm going to say yes and no to both of those, that question, because yes, when I go and talk to the people, like if I phone someone and say, hi, I've got this project and I'm inviting you to write a story, they're like, oh, wow, thank you so much, and they come on in. And I've got some little like ads and there's blogs and there's interviews, and someone will have listened to an interview, or someone will have read an article, or someone will have seen one of the posts and they're like, oh, I'm in, that's it, I'm in. I love this project and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. And then I really connect with them over the phone as well. So we've still got another 600 authors to get, and that's going to take a bit of getting. And the best way is people, word of mouth. Most of the people have come in because someone has said to them, hey, come and be a part of this project. I think you have a really good story. And that's how most of the people are coming in, because people have shared a post or people have invited them. It was their brother. I've had someone invite their brother, and we've got father and daughter in this project as well. Fathers and daughters are writing stories. We've also got best friends writing stories in this project. And it was all because someone said, hey, come and be a part of this project. The word of mouth is the strongest form of marketing in this project.
Well, that's huge, especially when you get relatives and as well. That's great. Do you find that their stories are very, very different?
The stories are very different, and that is good. Like, I gave them a whole lot of different topics to choose from, and each person has chosen a different topic to write on. We've got one gentleman, he's writing a story about everything that your dad should tell you, whether you're a boy or a girl. This is everything that you need to hear your dad say to you. So his story is going to be all about that. We've got another gentleman who spoke with a young lad who was going to suicide, and this gentleman said, hey, suicide is not an option, and these are all the other options that you can have. I've got another gentleman writing a story saying, this is how you keep your marriage together when you're going through all the turbulent times. And I said, that's the most perfect advice from father to son. That's really great advice. I've got a woman in here who's writing a story about listening to your intuition, following your gut instincts, and the importance of doing that, because this is going to be very important for all of those people, especially when they're traveling the world and things like that, to really follow your gut, even when it doesn't make any sense to you. At the time, it may not make any sense, but later on you find out, oh man, that was like the best thing I ever did, was actually follow my own intuition. Mm. So And I've got another woman, she's writing a story about choosing yourself, making yourself a priority and choosing things that make you happy, choosing things that are right for you, because it's your journey, nobody else's. Mm. And if you're choosing things because somebody else said, hey, I think you should do this, then it's not necessarily the right choice for you. So it's very important to choose yourself. And yeah, so we've got so many different stories coming in.
Oh, that would be fantastic, absolutely fantastic to hear all those different stories. And it's so key for young ones too to go on their own path, isn't it? Because they just, it is harder for them when they're younger, I feel like, to find their own place in life. So this will be fantastic advice for them.
Yes, yes. Each person that comes here is on their own journey. You and I are on our own journeys, and our journeys are different to each other, but we still connect at some point, like for interviews and things like that. And it's going to be the same for each person out there. Every child that reads a book, every author that writes a story plays a very important role in this book. Every author has a purpose for being here in this book. And it's not just about writing the stories so that these kids can learn from them. These authors also have a bigger purpose, because I'm actually creating platforms, marketing platforms, to help connect them to their larger audience, to their communities, their people that follow them. Mm. There will be, of course, I mentioned the TV show. There's also radio interviews and blogs for them as well. But there's also, and this is after the book comes out, so the book comes out November 2018, so after the book is released, there will be opportunities to speak on a TED stage. There'll be opportunities to be part of an online summit. There'll be opportunities to be part of changing a community, like bringing your workshops into a community and actually speaking in front of some of these people and some of these organizations. And this is going to be absolutely paramount. Like, one of the authors at the moment, she has a program to help medical centers to be trauma informed. And what that means is when a patient or a person presents to a medical center and they are in the absolute peak of their trauma, the medical staff, regardless of whether they're on the reception or they're a nurse or they're a doctor, actually know what trauma looks like when it is presented, because it can be misinterpreted very easily. And then that person, that patient, is mishandled and misguided and more traumatized, unfortunately. And we want to lessen that. So this is one of the ripple effects that we're actually going to be creating, mm-hmm. is trauma-informed medical practices and health practitioners, so that people, when they do present in that very heightened state of trauma, they are treated with the most care, kind compassion, with a lot of compassion, so that they are helped through that event and not traumatized any further.
So it sounds like a massive undertaking that you've got for this project of putting this book together. Are there any days where you have challenges where you think, maybe I'll just throw in the towel and not do it?
I haven't got to that point yet. There are days, look, I will be honest with you, there are days when I am very, very challenged, okay? I have been on the phone and I can make 100 phone calls. I get 100 no's in one day and I go, okay, look, there's only so much I can take in one day. Right now I need to go and take a rest. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow I can take another 100 no's. But right now I'm at my limit. So I just go away, put the project aside, go and take a rest, take a break, and then I come back totally refreshed. It's like, cool, let's go again. Ready, go, you know. So, yes, there are challenges. Yes, I will take a break because I need a break from all of this, but I always come back. I have never once ever thought of giving up, not ever. Mm. It's just never even crossed my mind.
Do you think it's like a big vision? Like you were talking, like the purpose came to you when you were very young, but do you have like a big vision? I know you want to reach as many young people as possible, but is there something even bigger than that?
I would say creating the ripple effects. So I talked about one of the ripple effects that we're going to be creating, which is trauma-informed practices, mm-hmm. and making sure that the medical centers know how to recognize a trauma affected patient. There are other ripple effects that I want to be creating out there as well. One of them is to gather all the financial planners and we create a ripple effect of abundance. We strengthen the financial position of the community. And doing that is by working and understanding money, understanding the relationship with money that you have. Because the financial planners, they are the heart of our community. They are the ones that help people to understand where money comes from, how to handle money, how to invest money, how to grow money. And when you have money in your home, there is less stress. You're not arguing. The bills are paid. The food is on the table. There's blankets on the bed. There's light in the home as well. There's electricity. Because then you keep the family together. The family stays together. You've got money to take care of your health. You can go and enjoy the yoga or the tennis game or the yachting or the sporting activity. You've got money to go away on holidays and take a rest, take a break. You've got money to take care of yourself. And this is really important. And this is one of the very first ripple effects that I'm actually creating, is strengthening the financial position of the community.
Yeah.
So, yes, there are bigger visions. Mm. Yes, the book is there, but there's also bigger, bigger visions. You know, strengthening the financial position of the community, making sure that we have trauma-informed medical centres and practices to take care and show compassion to those who are in the midst of a crisis, and other ripple effects as well. The ripple effect of communication, having really good, effective communication skills that allow people to create win-win situations where both people are being listened to and both people's needs are actually being met. And there will be more. There will be more.
Oh, so
people have got to stay tuned. People stay tuned to what we're doing. So, yes.
So for you, on a personal note, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future? So I gather it's the book, but what else?
The quickest, the most simplest answer to answer this is all of it. Okay, to be a little bit more specific, first of all, I'm looking forward to connecting with the other 600 authors in the book, because I really want to have a strong village. You understand, you've heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. This book is the village. And believe it or not, and it's pretty true, majority of children out there may not always listen to their own parents. And parents give really good advice, because they do. Okay, parents give great advice. Mm. Sometimes the children just don't listen, but the children will listen to somebody else. Mm. And then come back to mum and dad and go, hey, guess what I just found out? Mum and dad go, yes, I just told you that like a week ago or a month ago, but yes, you found out. Excellent, right? So you don't ever be upset if your child is not listening to you. Understand that there is someone out there who will guide them, will teach them, will educate them. And then you embrace the knowledge that they're bringing back home with them and work with them, talk with them, have conversations with them. So that's one thing that I'm looking forward to, is really connecting with all of the authors. I'm really looking forward to creating the ripple effects. And I'm also looking forward to meeting these kids who read these stories, because at some point I would actually like to get their story. What did they think of the book? What did they, you know, did some of the stories actually help them? And maybe we can even connect some of these kids with the authors at some point as well. You know, these stories are going to be the hug at the end of these kids' days. And this might be the only hug that this child ever receives, is through words on paper. And at some point, it would be good to actually give them a real hug. One where they are totally embraced in their arms. And you go, hey, I really do care. And I'm a real person at the end of this story.
I mean, I'm almost visualising it now when it's all happening. So it's an extremely exciting time.
Oh, right. And there is one more thing I'm actually looking forward to. There's one more thing. Because when I give these books away to these kids starting next year, when the book is ready for publication and printing, The following 12 months, there's going to be another 200,000-300,000 kids that turn 15. So I will give another 200,000-300,000 books away to those kids. The following 12 months, there'll be another lot of kids that turn 15, and I'll give away another lot of books as well. So this is actually a very perpetual project. This project is here to stay, to guide, to teach, to educate, to mentor these kids as they come through. The more hearts and souls that we touch, the more lives that we connect with in the community, the more passion that we help, then we can actually create some real life change out there. And that's what I'm looking forward to. People say, you know, I have this baby, but they don't come with an instruction manual. I don't know what it's like to be a parent. I don't know how. Then this is part of the how. This is part of the teaching, the passing down of the knowledge from the elders to the younger generations coming through. And this is one of the things, if you go and talk to some of the elders in some of the communities and the groups out there, they say the knowledge is not being passed down. So let's pass it down, because the younger generation needs that guidance. They really need to be educated. And I believe education is key. If you can educate somebody, then they have the knowledge for life.
Yeah.
So that is one thing I'm really looking forward to, is touching the lives year after year after year.
That is so awesome. I can hear your passion in your voice. So it's just absolutely fantastic that you've been able to share that with us. I love it. So, Stacey, do you want to tell us a bit about your favourite book?
The Alchemist. I love The Alchemist. You can turn anything into gold, because it is, everything is done with love.
Do you have a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Ian McKenzie. He has been my mentor for years. He and I have known each other for 10 years, and he has been helping me build and grow this project. Without him, I would have made heaps more mistakes, but he's helped to curb the learning curve. So go Ian McKenzie.
Awesome. What daily ritual works best for you?
Connecting with the universe, meditation, just really connecting with the earth every day. Very much an earth healer, and I always work with the earth. So the earth is, I always work with the elements that are given to me every day. The earth will give me different elements. I work with what I've been given. Always work with the earth.
What about a favorite food?
Zebra ice cream. Love it.
Wow. Do you like the country or the city?
Country. I love the country. I love the earth music. Every day the earth gives us the most beautiful music. Birds, the wind, the trees rustling. Every day the earth gives us the most beautiful art to see. We have sunsets, we have sunrises, we have mountains, we have picturesque hills, rolling hills, everything. The earth, the country.
Do you have a piece of advice you can give others to help them make change in their life?
Leanne, it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing in life, there's always someone trying to take you down. The biggest piece of advice that I give everybody is, when someone is trying to take you down, always find the positive in what they're doing. Find the thing that is actually supporting you. Okay? I'll give you a very quick example. I had one person say, hey, this will never work. And I said, why? And they told me why. I said, thank you so much. You have just been my biggest support, because without you telling me why this won't work, I would have gone to market. And I went to market with all the bugs taken out and everything fixed. And I said, thank you so much. You've really helped me. And those people who were trying to take you down just get very angry with you, because it's like, trying to hurt you, but they couldn't. So you find, because everything that is said to you, everything, there is a positive intent. There is an element of support in it. Find it and use it, and say thank you to those people. Always say thank you and say I love you, because without them, you would have failed. Mm. They helped you to succeed.
So if you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently, or tell your former self?
Okay. The one thing that I would do is tell my younger self
to talk. When I was very little, I made a seven-year-old decision to stop talking because nobody believed me in what I was doing. And I made the decision of, if you can put me down and criticize me and ridicule me for being silent and being quiet, but you'll never, ever put me down for what I'm here to do, right? And I knew. So what I, the one piece of advice is talk. Don't stop talking. Talk. Keep talking. Keep talking until you find that one person who would help. Because I guarantee that if I had kept talking at that age, I would have found one person or more people who would have actually said, okay, let's make this happen. Talk. Keep talking. Keep telling everybody about what you're doing. Because the more you talk about it, the more you increase the vibration, the more you increase the magnetic attraction, the more people who are attracted to this, and the more it succeeds.
That's fantastic. Thank you. It's been fantastic to talk to you, and I appreciate you telling us all about this project of yours. And if we can get any listeners that might be interested to contact you, where would be the best place for them to contact you?
The best place is go straight to the website, and I'll give you that right now. It's www.1000rippleeffects.com. There is a contact page with your my contact details on there. If you'd like to be an author, click the big red button on the homepage and fill out your details to be a registered author in the project.
Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure we will hear from you soon.
Absolutely. This will be fantastic.
Well, Igniters, I trust you enjoyed Stacey's passion for her project. Such an amazing purpose to have. To find out more about her project, go to her website, www.1000rippleeffects.com. If you want to contact me about putting back that adventure into your life, go to ignitepodcast.com.